Another complication for negotiators in Washington is Gaza. President Mahmoud Abbas and his party don't control it, and that's a big problem, according to the BBC's John Donison in Gaza City.
The elephant in the room, or rather not in the room at these talks, is Gaza. It is the people who live in Gaza, and it is Hamas who control the Gaza Strip and have done now for over 3 years. And the fact of the matter is that President Abbas, when he speaks to President Obama and also Prime Minister Netanyahu, he is negotiating over land, and this conflict is all about land. And the fact is he doesn't control all of that land. He doesn't control the Gaza Strip. So already that is a problem, I think, that many people see at some point is going to rear its head.
And despite its small size, the Gaza Strip contains almost 40% of the Palestinian population in the two territories, West Bank and Gaza Strip. So we're talking about a rather significant proportion under Hamas's control as opposed to Mahmoud Abbas's control.
Absolutely. And it is very difficult to see how there really could be any deal done between the Israelis and the Palestinians without, first of all, the Palestinians finding unity. And an interesting fact is that for years, the key issue for voters, Palestinian voters, both in Gaza and the West Bank, has been ending Israel's occupation of the West Bank and of Gaza. Now, when they do polls, it shows the key issue is actually the thing they're most concerned about is achieving Palestinian unity. And the fact is that isn't there. Their leaders cannot even agree to sit down together. Fatah and Hamas are not even talking. Really, they've shown no sign of ending their differences. And until that happens, as you suggest, really, it's going to be difficult for there to be any sort of long-lasting deal in the longer term between Israel and the Palestinians.
Does Hamas concede any sovereignty or negotiating power to Abbas, or do they see him in Washington as just kind of persona non grata, not of them?
Hamas has actually just been holding a conference here just down by the beach, and their leader here, one of their main leaders, Mahmoud Zahar, was saying, look, basically, Abbas and his negotiating team shouldn't be even there. When you speak to Hamas about the possibility of negotiating, they say, well, what's the starting point for negotiations? And I think many Palestinians and the Israelis sort of say, well, the starting point for negotiations would be the 1967 boundary. Well, for Hamas, it isn't that. They see the whole of what was once Palestine as being occupied by Israel in 1948, and their starting point is, well, we need to be going back to that. So their point of view is, well, the starting point of these negotiations is wrong, and until that happens, they're not going to take part.
And what about Gazans? I mean, the people who live in the Gaza Strip, do they identify at all with Mahmoud Abbas? And do they also have any kind of, like, deep investment in Hamas these days?
Well, look, there are divisions here, and it is often that you meet people and they will say, you know, I'm pro-Hamas or I'm anti-Hamas. But many people are just not that happy with any of their politicians. And the interesting thing that I found when I first came here was a lot of cafes you go to, restaurants, offices, you will see the picture of the former Palestinian president Yasser Arafat, of course, a member of Fatah, displayed on the walls. And I'd say, well, blimey, he's still pretty popular here. And he is still pretty popular. He was a kind of figure who did seem to create a sort of unity amongst Palestinian people, or at least far greater than Mahmoud Abbas has. You don't see Mahmoud Abbas's picture, even though he is the Palestinian president, hanging anywhere in Gaza, to be honest. And I think even on the West Bank, there are many people who see him as someone who has compromised too much and has really backed down to a kind of consistently strong line taken by the Israelis, where they've not been prepared to give ground, and many Palestinians feel that he has.
The BBC's John Donison speaking with us from a busy Gaza City. Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure.